Judge Richard Plotkin rejected a challenge from a Brooklyn attorney who said the wording of the amendment to allow up to 7 new gambling casinos in New York was biased. The amendment reads that the new casinos would create jobs, reduce property taxes, and help pay for education. The State Board of Elections changed the wording from more neutral language submitted by the state's attorney general. Judge Plotkin said in his ruling that he wouldn't hear the case because the challenger did not bring the lawsuit soon enough. Even though the State Board of Elections did not make public the new wording of the casino amendment until 3 weeks after they voted on it, attorney Eric Snyder still waited another month before he filed his claim. The election is less than a month away. Judge Plotkin also ruled that the challenge to the positive spin of the ballot wording did not have legal merit. He says under state laws, the Board of Elections can exercise its own independent judgment and discretion and is under no legal duty to accept the advice of the Attorney General. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.